Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, we're going to end the week with 10 helpful hints for holiday spending.
Right.
We talked about, we had a few things that we talked about yesterday, just some things to keep in mind. But this is from Psych Central.
Right.
And again, entitled 10 Helpful Hints for Holiday Spending. And we have some great strategies here for making sure that you manage and really take better control of your holiday spending.
Right. And these would apply not only to holiday spending, but there's good advice here for year-round spending.
Right.
But we're at that time now where we are firmly between Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
That's where we're recording, but right. By the time you're listening to this, it will have been a week since that happened.
And we're well into.
Yeah.
Now, it seems like there's that line, when Thanksgiving hits, then the Christmas music, and all, now granted the stores have been filled, you know, starting at Halloween.
Right.
But but now the radio stations are beginning to play Christmas music. You hear it in the stores. And now we're into the frenzy. So we're well into it, because now we're at December 1st.
Right.
And now the frenzy really begins.
Right. Okay. Absolutely.
Began so about a week ago, but wow.
Right. So as you're entering this weekend, the next weekend, the first weekend that follows, you know, all of that, the big start, the big kickoff to the holiday spending. You know, these are 10 helpful hints that will help you, or 10 hints that will help you make sure that you control some of that spending.
So, control the spending, because as we've said all week long, you're going to have to pay for all this stuff eventually.
Right.
And you want to make sure your purchases are appreciated and affordable.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the first thing is to... The first thing listed here is setting a budget.
Right.
Now, it sounds simple, and it sounds like, no kidding, but how many of us really do that?
That's right.
Most of us don't. Most of us just start out by saying, you know, start looking at what people want or what we want to get people. We don't start out with how much money do we have to spend.
That's right. And I think this is the single most important thing that you can do. It takes discipline.
Right.
But you can say, well, I'd like to give to the mailman, and I'd like to give to the letter care, and I'd like to give to this, and I'd like to give to that. Yes, we all would, okay? Mm-hmm. But you only have so much money.
Right.
No matter what you think.
Right.
Unless you want to pay for the holidays year-round,
right.
Okay, which I wouldn't ask anybody to do, you only have so much money.
Right.
And so you have to stay. So set a budget, stay within that budget, and you'll learn that there are certain things you can't buy, or there are certain people you can't buy for.
Right.
And that's just how things work.
Right. Right. And so you're going to notice the next few are all related to this important first step. And that is, so number two is to find a way to track your expenses.
Right.
You know, one of the ways that we do it is we, at our home, is we know what our budget is.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever we're making a list of the things that we know that we're going to get, we list next to it how much we're spending, and how much those things cost.
Right.
And so we're using that way to track our expenses to make sure that we're not spending too much in any particular area, and staying focused that way.
That's right. Because if you spend too much on A, then you're not going to have anything left for C.
Right.
Okay? So, yes.
Number three is to be realistic. And I think that's a really important thing to hold on to, because we fantasize about buying everything.
Right.
You know, there's the new Xbox out, so we got to get the new Xbox, or there's this new video game out, and then we got to get the new video game. Well, now if you get a new Xbox and a new video game, now you're already at $700,
right.
$600, $700. Is that your budget?
Right.
You know, $600 or $700 for two items?
Right.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
So be realistic in what you're thinking about getting.
Right. But at the other extreme, you know, don't say, I'm not going to do that this year. I'm not going to spend any money. I'm not going to buy anybody anything. And I know there are people who are beginning to do that.
Right.
Okay? So be realistic. I mean, there may be people for whom it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, I have family members, and it doesn't matter whether I buy anything for them or not.
Right.
They don't really expect anything. But there are others who would be offended if
right.
I didn't. So be yeah. realistic within your little circle.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. Funny that when people will say, yeah, I'm setting a budget. My budget's $50 for Christmas, and right. I have 20 people that I need to buy for.
That's right. Everybody...
You, okay, so that's McDonald's. Not going to work.
No.
So you have to be realistic.
So be realistic.
And that's realistic on all, in all areas.
Right.
If you only have $50 to spend, $50 is the appropriate budget.
Right.
But don't buy for 20 people.
That's right. Then decide how you're going to spend
right.
that money.
Who you're going to purchase for and who you're not going to purchase
right.
for.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is to create and regularly review your financial goals.
Right.
So again, this is another important piece of setting that budget.
Set a budget.
Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that you're staying within that those financial goals.
That's right. And don't lose sight of your goals because
right.
it's holiday time.
Right.
Again, I wouldn't ask anybody to give up their financial goals to buy me something for Christmas.
Right.
And I don't think I'm alone in that regard.
Right.
I think that everybody probably feels the same
I way. Hope that other people feel that way. So, number five is to identify your values.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what is more important to you?
Right.
Buying an expensive gift or letting somebody know that you care about them and that you
right.
know them,
mm-hmm.
that you know what they're interested in and what they care
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm.
So know your values. And if you know your values, you're gonna fare far better than
right.
if you didn't.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Number six is don't forget the true meaning of the holidays.
Right.
A lot of people, for a lot of people, we forget this completely. We lose sight of what the holidays really are intended for,
right.
and we put all the focus on the gifts or what are we going to get for somebody.
That's right.
Or from somebody.
For many people, the holidays have become a time of rampant
mm-hmm.
gift giving.
Right.
Okay? Even if you don't adopt a religious perspective,
right.
it is a time of renewal. It's a time of reflection. It's a time of connecting,
mm-hmm.
Making connections with people. And so even if you don't take a religious perspective, you do have the opportunity.
Right.
Take advantage of the other things that the holiday might mean.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Now, number seven is to have a plan. Now, this goes along with creating a budget, but you have to have a plan for how you're going to achieve that budget. So that may mean, again, so you have $50 to spend. Let's say you have $100 to spend just to make it an even number, a round number. So you have $100 to spend and you have five people that you want to purchase for. Well, if you have a clear plan and you're working out not just what the budget is, but what type of things you're going to get for each person,
mm-hmm.
then that's going to keep you focused and you're just going to sort of narrow your plans for dealing with and keeping to your budget, but dealing with the purchases that you need to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if again, you have $100, you have five people that you're going to purchase for, averages
right.
out to $20 per person.
Right.
And so now you sort of have a rough idea as to how much you can spend per person. And think about those people. What do they like? What do they want? What would be meaningful
mm-hmm.
to them?
Right.
And then focus on that. And it narrows your search. It narrows... If you know that you're going to buy something for your son and a video game would be really important to him, all right?
Right.
So that narrows that search down to
mm-hmm.
video games under
$20.
Okay,
right.
So you can put that in a search engine and you can find video games that cost less than $20.
I can?
Yeah.
Put it in a search engine?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, boy. See what I'm saying, folks? This is what I'm dealing with.
Wait a minute. What? Tell me.
What do you mean?
Search it. What do you mean put it in a search engine?
Do you know what a search engine is?
I think I do.
All right, so if you go to walmart.com.
Go to their website.
And you go to walmart.com and you search video games.
Mm-hmm.
It'll ask you what limitations you want to put on the search. And you can put in a price point that you want to limit it to and those kind of things. And it only will then pull up items that fit that criteria.
Okay.
So, and it keeps you focused.
You learn something every day.
Or you just know it already because
because
you know how technology works. Number eight is only buy stuff on sale.
That offended me.
Yeah. I'm a little bothered by that one as well.
I agree with the first seven
mm-hmm.
and the last couple. This one bothered me. I said, well, wait a minute. Why do I have to buy only buy on sale?
Right. I think that they're trying to talk about, they're trying to emphasize the point of saving money. Here,
now,
certainly,
if that you makes sense. If you're doing that to stay within your budget,
right,
or under budget,
right,
that's okay.
Right.
Okay.
But if you know the perfect thing for somebody and it's not on sale,
exactly.
You know, right. You don't want to. You don't want to be too rigid on that yeah. plan.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and buy things on sale, whether they like them or not.
Right.
You know, that's when you get socks and things
right.
that you don't wear.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was a little bit troubled by that one.
Yeah, so take that one with everything else in mind. If you know right. what you want to get the person, if it's on sale, then that's when you focus on that. But if it's not on sale, but you know the perfect gift for that person, and it's within your budget... You know,
now, that's when that search engine might be helpful.
That's true.
See how quickly I learn, right? No, because if you look it up and you can find it on sale somewhere, yes, by all means, do
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go into your search engine, I do this stuff. If you go into the search engine and narrow it down.
You hurt my brain sometimes.
You might find a bargain.
That's right.
Okay.
Number nine. Find what works for you. And so this is, again, being adaptable. You know,
right.
you're going to receive emails. You're going to get lots of advice from other people about
right.
this is the way to do it. This is
right.
how you should do it. This
That's
is what
right.
you should be thinking about. This is the
exactly.
search engine that you should use. This is how you should do it. But do what works for you. If it works for you to talk to other people, to talk to friends or family
mm-hmm.
members about it, something before you make the plan, do that. But just find what works for you.
I hate the phrase back in the day because I don't know what back in the day means. But prior to debit cards. You remember not having a debit card.
Yeah.
Right? You had to do all the shopping by check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you had a running tally.
Mm-hmm.
In your checkbook, because you would subtract and subtract and subtract. Say, okay, I've spent this much, and you had this tally. When you have a debit or a credit card, you don't have that tally.
Mm-hmm.
My father warned me about that years ago, and I said, "Well, no, I'm taking it." I was trying to explain a debit card.
Mm-hmm.
He was thinking credit card,
because
you don't keep track.
Right.
And I said, "Well, you really do, because it's taking money out immediately, and it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You're still not able to keep track." And he was right.
Yeah.
You probably spend more.
Yeah.
So do what works for you. If you have some way of keeping track with a credit card or debit card, or you need to have a checkbook, or some people say bring $100 bills.
Right, we talked about that earlier.
You know,
but that's again a great strategy. Perhaps for you, the best thing to do to keep within your budget is to whatever your budget is to have that much in cash.
That's right.
And cash is the only thing that I'm going to. This cash is the only thing I'm going to spend
right.
for Christmas this
right.
year. And so when that money's out, then you're done.
When that envelope is empty,
right?
You know, you could fill an envelope up with $5 bills.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when that's empty, then that's it. And
that's
you
it.
Have to be disciplined enough. Otherwise, you're going to take on debt.
Right.
And it's going to be very expensive debt because
mm-hmm.
it's credit card debt.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you're going to be spending far more than you think you're spending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the last thing here is to take it easy. Be careful when you're making decisions.
Right.
Don't get revved up. Don't get anxious. Don't get
mm-hmm.
really consumed and you know,
right.
wrangled into the hype that is the holiday season.
Right.
Take it easy. Breathe. Take, you know, pause a little bit and then make
right.
decisions.
And it doesn't mean that you can't enjoy this experience, because
right.
you certainly should.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You should enjoy the experience. You should do it within a budget.
Right.
You should do it with a plan. So we don't mean to say that this has to be cold and calculated
mm-hmm.
and you can only buy on sale and all that sort of stuff. You should enjoy the experience, but you should enjoy the experience within your means.
Right.
Okay. Because that's going to make you feel a lot better when it's all over.
Absolutely.
So,
all right. I hope that this helps as you're planning the holiday season, as you're, you know, looking mm-hmm. at how to approach this without going into debt and
right.
turning January into an awful month because of receiving
due.
Those credit card bills. You know, we'd love to hear from you what you thought. If you have other strategies, if you have other ideas,
right.
we'd love to hear from you, and we'll share them with other people. You know, like us, follow us, you know, rate us on iTunes, you know, share our YouTube channels
mm-hmm.
with other people just to get more people
right.
involved in the conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/thementalbreakdown. It's an easy way to support us if you have the interest and means and are willing to do so, so that we can, you know, create more time so that we can do more stuff. Right. There's more stuff that we want to do.
Not buy more stuff. Do more stuff.
Do more stuff. Because we have a lot of ideas for 2018 that we want to get out to all of you, just to help us all live a happier, healthier life. Right. So, all right. Is that it?
Should be.
All right. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.